So what is innovation? One of the companies that's had a significant effect on how we define innovation is the Chicago-based consulting firm, the Doblin Group. Brian Quinn is a principal at Doblin, which is now part of Deloitte Consulting, and he's co-author of 10 Types of Innovation, The Discipline of Building Breakthroughs. Brian's here to help us understand how you can find opportunities to innovate across all the different parts of your business. So let's start at the beginning. What is innovation? How would you define it, Brian?
The way we define innovation at Doblin is actually fairly broadly, as you alluded to with the 10 types of innovation. We actually think there's a lot of different ways to innovate, and that the best companies actually find ways to innovate across their business system and integrate multiple ways of innovating, what we call multiple types of innovation, to have bigger, bolder, more sustainable breakthroughs. The basic definition we give for innovation is that innovation is the creation of a new viable business offering. And we choose those words fairly carefully, and there's a couple of them that I want to dig into. So when we talk about innovation, we are very careful to separate that from invention. Because I think too often in innovation, we frame it as a technological or feature challenge. We have to do something better, faster, cheaper. And sometimes you need primary invention to drive an innovation, but very often actually you don't. And if we go back through history and if we look around us, a lot of the greatest innovations that we see are actually borrowed. They're not brand new. They didn't require fundamental discovery. And so that's why when we also talk about innovation as a new viable business offering, we also are pretty easy when it comes to what constitutes new. It doesn't have to be new to the world, sort of descended, you know, from outer space. It can just be new to a market. And again, there's lots and lots of evidence and interesting examples of where people have borrowed interesting innovations from different contexts, brought them to a new one, and created incredible value. I can talk about the notion that Netflix completely reinvented the video rental industry with two pretty antiquated pieces of technology, the subscription business model and the U.S. Postal Service.
It seems like this makes the innovation task, though, much more difficult. So if we want to challenge our company to innovate, not just by coming out with a better product, but also thinking about, you know, the pricing model, the internal processes for production, maybe complementary products, channel to market, customer experience, that's a lot more different types of innovation. What have you learned about how to do that well inside a company?
Yep, and you're raising a great point, right? And you don't always have to, you know, launch to market with five or six distinct types of innovation all orchestrated with care. It's great if you can pull that off. What we often try to think about is what's the minimum amount necessary to make a splash? And this is related to the notion of sort of minimum viable products or minimum viable offerings that you've read about in, you know, in Agile and Lean. But what we're asking is just what's the minimum needed to really breakthrough in the market. And if I've got then other notions about additional types of innovation I can layer on, fantastic. Keep them in your development pipeline. Keep nurturing them. Keep moving them along so that in the hypothetical case I heard you describing, right, where we did make a splash, we cut into the market, and then suddenly our competitors who, you know, unfortunately didn't just give up and go home, they've actually, you know, countered and in this instance, leapfrogged us. Okay, great. Well, you want to play that way? We can play that way too. And here's the next three sort of innovations we're layering onto our platform or onto our offering that again turn the tables on our competitors. So you don't always have to start with all of those things in sequence, but I would have them sort of with malice aforethought, you know, as part of the development pipeline, ready to go. You named one thing early on that I think is really important, which is that innovation done well today transcends most functions and transcends the ways most organizations are structured. And so I think we're just at the beginning of companies recognizing that innovation is something that we need to pay attention to and that we need to start thinking about how we drive more systematically. And I think happily, they're also recognizing that it is a discipline. And I often contrast the sort of journey and place we are right now in innovation with where marketing was as a discipline 50 years ago, right? So, you know, if you go back 50 years, marketing was in many places seen as an art form and seen as something that, you know, you had the golden gut of a good marketer who just understood the customer and understood what they needed. And if you look at marketing today, it's this incredibly empirically driven, you know, science, right, with incredible investments and discipline in terms of insights and data and so on. And I think we're just starting there with innovation.